parables that Jesus teach are never to embarrass. Sermons are never enunciated to make us feel bad. That is not the goal. Because if you feel bad, or if you're embarrassed, or if you feel like you don't want to show your face, that does nothing for you, nor for humanity, nor for the gospel's sake. The parables that Jesus taught, especially today's parable of the Good Samaritan, is meant as a call to action, to do something. St. John Chrysostom had a saying, never be embarrassed or ashamed when you repent. Be embarrassed and ashamed when you sin. That's when you should feel bad, not when you realize what you've done. When you have the grace and the vision to realize I have done something wrong, you should smile. Thank God that He gave you the vision to see how to become a better person and realize God is on your side. He wants you to become better. You're His child. He is more on your side than you are on your own. The saints used to have a prayer, O Lord, help me who is so willing to destroy myself. How often we like to look outside of ourselves to see enemies. The horror of terrorism. It is horrible. But last year, in the United States, we killed over 15,000 Americans by ourselves. No terrorists, no evil from the outside, but evil from within our hearts that said, you are in my way, you are an obstruction, I have to get rid of you. So the parables are not there for embarrassment or guilt or cringing, but for vision and courage to have the humility to admit the truth. Humility is not humiliation. Humility is the wisdom and the gift of God to say, this is true about me, this is true about our society, and next, what can I do to make it better? The parable of the Good Samaritan is a call to action. Who is your neighbor? Everybody that is sent into your life. Everybody that comes in. We tend to sometimes see people as an obstacle, an obstruction to our happiness. If only that person wasn't here. If only I wasn't part of that family. If only that boss had said or done something different to me, I would be happy today. No. The idea of a common humanity and the idea wrapped in the first prayers of the Our Father calls us to realize that every time there is a difficulty and a bad action and a person who tries to do evil, it is up to us to bring goodness, forgiveness, healing to that situation. It is easy to paint someone in horrible paint and to say they are crazy. And it may be true, but you're their crazy sister or brother, and what are you doing to fulfill the center of the gospel command? Love your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. These are not easy things, but it is harder in the long run to ignore, to paint with horrible words, to hate, and to leave my past and my neighborhood as a wasteland. May God give us the ability to look at the gospel and the words that we hear about the gospel, not as a call to feel bad, but as a call to do good and become good. Slava Isusu Christo. Amen.